if you're willing to say a few words to the private group that I mentioned to you,
yeah,
which is in a non-censored environment. It just meets once a week. And I think everybody in there is aware of the harm of the EMF radiation.
Yeah.
And they're looking at, like you said, you were interested in energy healing and things like that.
Yeah.
They're looking at the positive potential applications.
Yeah.
And I think they would be interested to hear what you have in mind for that. Where do you think you want to investigate? Where does that go?
Yeah, indeed.
So what would you say? We just take a couple minutes.
Yeah. I mean, I would like actually to start with normal healthy volunteers and then subject them to a variety of different frequencies, not on random, but picked from the experiences of other persons around the world that has documented in various forms, both positive as well as negative frequencies, and kind of map which is which, and based upon that, continue to do the same on normal healthy volunteers, but of other species. And we even have experiments with plants, and we would like to include bacteria, other types of animals, etc. And of course, from there on, move back to humans and disease conditions. If you have a person with psoriasis or diabetes, is it only pharmaceutical drugs that will do the trick? Or
Right.
Could they be healed or treated with frequencies, maybe only with frequencies, or in combination with some other chemical pharmaceuticals or whatever? And today we don't know anything about this, to be honest, you know. We have some loose ideas. But we need to do it in
Have you heard of the Rife machine?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I mean, that I have a special folder, actually, in my computer about that. And there is a number of other similar type of machines that we would love to investigate as well.
Yeah. I think you... the only limitation I see in what you said is you said you'd want to subject healthy people to positive and negative frequencies. If you know the power of the negative ones, it's kind of hard to, you know, use those in an experiment because you might be causing harm.
Oh, wow. That's a very important point. We have talked a lot about that, actually. And some of our collaborators that use such kind of treatments privately, they have also warned me and said that maybe we should be very careful about that. And so, yeah, that's a very, very important point.
I mean, you've got data already from the people that are involuntarily exposed.
Yes, yes.
Maybe that could be the negative side.
Yeah.
That way you're not causing any danger.
Yeah, and now we slip into potentially, maybe, like the Havana syndrome, the American embassies, the bombardment with maybe electromagnetic signals, etc.
Right.
Maybe, and you know, that's the spooky thing in my entire career. I have, for every decade, met persons, professors, scientists, doctors, whatever. And when I talked with them, and they could come from the military, the politics, industry, and so on, I got this very strong feeling that they already knew. They already had the answers to our questions.
Right.
Like, was this frequency dangerous in any way?
Yeah.
And they would, you know, say, no, that's, no. But they sent another type of signal quite often, actually. And I remember particularly one time I got a very, very strong feeling that the professor in question actually knew all the answers, but for some reason he couldn't tell me.
What kind of answers are you talking about?
Impacts of different frequencies on human beings, especially mentally.
I think they've been really working intensely on that for many decades.
Yeah.
You know, and by the time that Barry Troer is talking about in the 40s, they already knew how to weaponize frequencies.
Yeah. And you know, also nowadays, if we go to the Institute, And if you turn the coin around and use it in a positive sense,
right?
You know, they can expose ordinary human volunteers with external electromagnetic signals, so they suddenly believe they have not two arms but three arms.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. That kind of things, you know, which would be excellent if you want to construct an interface to a technical prosthesis using the brain technology interface. Of course, I see the potential for a handicapped person, but at the same time, if you can make me, for instance, believe I have an extra arm,
Maybe
I will believe tomorrow I should vote for the prime minister.
Right.
So, I mean, you see the potential.
Well, they've already shown that they can make people commit suicide or murder.
Yeah.
Anybody.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I started on that too, you know.
Well, one of the things that handicaps science, in my opinion, is the compartmentalization and specialization that you're trained. You're only capable as a human being of knowing a lot about a very narrow field. And therefore, it takes a team of experts to come up with any, you know, real world policy decisions or things like that. I think that's intentionally misleading because if they allow an individual to understand the wider context of their specialty, then they're going to be aware of its misuse. Whereas if they're just a specialist, an expert in a narrow field, they can think they're doing good by developing new GMOs and new vaccines harmful radiation, and it's happening all over the world.
Yeah.
So one of the things that would apply to what you're talking about now is to realize, for example, that take a disease like cancer. It's been cured a long time ago, over and over again, with no harmful downside at all, just by applications of variants of fasting, juice fasting, for example, by a guy named Rudolf Bruce, who I think they call it Bryce in German, Breuss.
Okay.
And he had tens of thousands of successful cancer cures. And so they arrested him, of course, you know, because you can't just do stuff like that. You're going to endanger the drug dealers. And the reason they couldn't convict him in Austria, I believe, is because the courtroom was filled with successful patients who he had cured. And they would have convicted him anyway, but the judge was one of them.
Oh.
They really didn't think it through very well. And that hasn't been researched. And what if you are willing to look outside a given confines of a given specialty and say, all right, we know this about the detoxification paradigm, which is completely different than using drugs and has no negative side effects, and combine that with beneficial frequencies to make it even more effective and faster, and put all these things together. That would be good research.
Yeah, that would be very interesting, you know. So
you just need a bunch of money, that's all.
Yeah. Well,
okay. Thank you, Ollie.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Richard. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Hope we can stay in touch. And
definitely.
We'll think about this invitation to billionaires because impossible things have been demonstrated to be possible.
Yeah, I know. I'm still sort of positive and hoping every day. But at the same time, I am stressed. I understand.
Yeah.
For instance, Greta Thunberg. The environmentalist, she is sometimes very angry and stressed. I can understand that from my point of view. No, I feel an enormous stress some days, you know.
I know, and I feel the awareness of that too, because of knowing at this point where the rulers intend to take us.
Yeah.
They're not just making mistakes. They intend to exterminate life, and I know why. And it's accelerating in time right now. So I just feel like this is our test. You know, we've had all this background of time to learn different things. Now, can we put it into real life application?
Yeah.
I want to find out. I want us to be able to succeed at that.
Yeah.
I guess we'll find out.
Yeah.
So thank you for letting me keep you so long. I appreciate it.
That was very, very nice. Thank you so much. Okay. And have a lovely continuous day, and I will soon hit the bunk.
Yeah, and have inspiring new dreams that show you how to do everything.
But I will be crying, you know, and thinking about all the good experiments we cannot do, you know.
Exactly, and how to do them with no money.
Exactly.
All right. Well, have a good night, Ola.
Well, thank you very much.